Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Government convenes all-party meeting in New Delhi in view of Pahalgam terror attack. Leaders across party lines endorse actions taken by centre against Pakistan and assures full support in fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country's spirit will never be broken by terrorism, vows to pursue terrorists to the end of earth. MEA briefs envoys of select nations including Germany, Japan, UK and Russia on Pahalgam terror attack. BSF scales down beating retreat ceremony at Attari border. No gate opening and shake hands to be done. And in IPL cricket, match between hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Rajasthan Royals underway at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. And now the news in detail. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by the Cabinet Committee on Security against Pakistan following the Pahalgam terror attack. They also assured the government of full support in fight against terrorism and possible action taken by it during the all-party meeting convened by the government at Parliament House complex in New Delhi in view of the Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. He said the Defence Minister informed about the incident that happened in Pahalgam and the actions taken by the Indian government in the Cabinet Committee on Security meeting.
सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टी सरकार के साथ खड़ा है और पूरा देश खड़ा है ये संदेश भी सब पॉलिटिकल पार्टी ने दिया है और सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने एक ही आवाज में कहा है कि सरकार जो भी कदम उठाएगा साथ देंगे ये भी सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने कहा है और मीटिंग पॉजिटिव नोट में समाप्त हुई और मैं मानता हूं कि आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण ऑल पार्टी बैठक में जो हमने स्पिरिट अडॉप्ट किया है कि एकजुट होकर के लड़ाई लड़ेंगे आतंकवाद के खिलाफ वो आगे भी जारी रहेगा और एक अपील किया है कि ऐसे समय में हम एक दूसरे के खिलाफ राजनीतिक दृश्य से ना दिखें और राजनीति ना करें ऐसे माहौल में देश एकजुट
Talking to media after attending the meeting, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi said everyone condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and the opposition has given full support to the government to take any action.
कंडेम किया है सबने जो हुआ है और पूरी सपोर्ट दिया ऑपोजिशन ने सरकार को कोई भी एक्शन नहीं
Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that all parties condemned the terror attack. He said that efforts should be made to maintain peace in Jammu and Kashmir.
हमने सब लोगों ने मिलकर जो पहलगाम में इंसिडेंट हुआ है उसको सभी लोगों ने कंडम किया. All parties irrespective of और दूसरी चीज हमने ये कहा कश्मीर में शांति रखने के लिए उस अच्छा प्रयास करें और वहां पर शांति रखना जरूरी है
TMC leader Sudeep Bandyopadhyay said that security lapses were discussed during the meeting. He affirmed that all political parties had assured the government of their support, regardless of the decisions they take in the interest of the country. Aam Aadmi Party MP Sanjay Singh said that the entire nation is angry, sad, and the nation wants the central government to give a befitting reply to the terrorists in their language. AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi said this is not a political issue and he will support whatever decision the central government takes. Around 13 leaders of different political parties attended the meeting, which lasted for around 2 hours. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah convened an all-party meeting in Srinagar today following Tuesday's terror attack in Pahalgam. During the meeting, all parties unanimously endorsed the steps taken by the Union government against Pakistan. The meeting also strongly condemned the heinous and inhumane attack in Pahalgam that targeted the innocent civilians. After the conclusion of the meeting this evening, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah read out the resolution passed unanimously by all members present.
We, the participants of the all-party meeting of Jammu and Kashmir, deeply shocked and anguished by the recent barbaric attack in Pahalgam. Such cowardly acts of brutality against peaceful citizens have no place in society. Direct assault on the values of Kashmiriyat and the idea of India, which have long been a symbol of unity, peace and harmony in the region. We stand unwavering in our commitment to support all efforts to bring these perpetrators to justice. We also support the steps taken by the Union government and announced yesterday.
Our correspondent reports that India is taking strong measures against Pakistan following the terror attack at Pahalgam.
The message is loud and clear that New Delhi will not tolerate terrorism and acts of terror will not go unpunished. Today, Home Minister Amit Shah and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar briefed President Draupadi Murmu on the terror attack. India has also launched a wide-reaching diplomatic campaign to inform other countries about the terror attack. External Affairs Ministry today briefed ambassadors of select countries over the issue at South Block in Delhi. Foreign envoys of nations including Germany, Japan, Poland, UK and Russia were among those who were briefed. Government has also suspended visa services to Pakistani nationals with immediate effect in the wake of the attack. Meanwhile, Delhi police removed the barricades that were placed outside the Pakistan High Commission in the national capital. Protests were also seen outside the Pakistan High Commission. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and King of Jordan Abdullah II today reached out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack. In a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Netanyahu expressed solidarity with the people of India and the families of the victims. The Japanese Prime Minister expressed his condolences at the loss of lives in the terror attack. He said that terrorism cannot be justified. Jordan's king conveyed his condolences at the loss of innocent lives, saying that terrorism should be rejected in all its forms and manifestations. In view of the terrorist attack on innocent tourists in Kashmir's Pahalgam, a decision has been taken to scale down the ceremonial display during the retreat ceremony at Atari in Amritsar, Husseinwala in Firozpur and Sadki in Fazilka in Punjab. Quoting senior BSF sources, our Jalandhar correspondent reports that no gate opening will be conducted even during the retreat ceremony.
Border security force also decided not to open gates during the beating the retreat ceremony held at all the three places in Punjab today. At the same time, no shake hands by the Indian Guard commander with his counterpart from Pakistan Rangers will now on be done after lowering the Indian flag at the time of the sunset, as was the protocol. Meanwhile, the tourists who visited Atari Wagha joint checkpost today to be part of the world famous retreat ceremony expressed anguish over the attack and demanded stern action against those responsible for it.
निंदा से अब काम नहीं चलने वाला, अब तुरंत एक्शन लेने की आवश्यकता है. ये तो क्लियर दृष्टि सब दृश्य नजर आ रहा है कि ये आतंकवादियों गतिविधियां किसके सहयोग से, किसके सपोर्ट से, किसके फाइनेंस से चल रही है. ये सारी क्लियर तस्वीर है. तो हमारी गवर्नमेंट अभी सक्षम है, आर्मी हमारी सक्षम है कि तुरंत से तुरंत इसका मुंह तोड़ जवाब देना चाहिए.
बदला तो लेना ही चाहिए जो किया है उन लोगों ने. ऐसे काम ना करें जो इनको मुंह की खानी पड़े.
इन व्यू ऑफ द सीसीएस डिसीजन ऑन द सार्क वीजा बैन फॉर पाकिस्तानी नेशनल्स एंड इंस्ट्रक्शंस टू दोस करंटली इन इंडिया अंडर दिस एग्रीमेंट टू मस्ट लीव विद इन 48 आवर्स, 28 पाकिस्तानी नेशनल्स हैव क्रॉस्ड ओवर फ्रॉम India to Pakistan via Atari and 105 Indians have also returned. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that the spirit of the nation will never be broken by terrorism. He vowed that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their supporters, declaring that the country will pursue them to the end of the earth. Speaking at a public gathering in Madhubani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister emphasized that terrorism will not go unpunished. He added that every effort will be made to ensure justice is delivered, reaffirming that the entire nation stands united in this resolve.
ये हमला सिर्फ निहत्थे पर्यटकों पर नहीं हुआ है. देश के दुश्मनों ने भारत की आत्मा पर हमला करने का दुस्साहस किया. मैं बहुत स्पष्ट शब्दों में कहना चाहता हूँ, जिन्होंने ये हमला किया है उन आतंकियों को और इस हमले की साजिश रचने वालों को उनकी कल्पना से भी बड़ी सजा मिलेगी. सजा मिलकर के रहेगी. अब आतंकियों की बची खुची जमीन को को भी मिट्टी में मिलाने का समय आ गया है। 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की इच्छा शक्ति अब आतंक के आकाओं की कमर तोड़ कर रहेगी।
Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi will visit Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Sources said that the Army Chief will review the security situation in the region. It added that top commanders of the local military formations will brief the Army Chief on the counter-terrorist measures taken by the force in the valley and along the line of control. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that India's steel industry is brimming with renewed confidence about its future. Speaking virtually at the inauguration of the India Steel 6th International Exhibition and Conference being held in Mumbai, Mr. Modi highlighted the ambitious goals set under the National Steel Policy.
आज भारत 5 trillion dollar इकोनॉमी के संकल्प को सिद्ध करने में जुटा है। इस लक्ष्य को साधने में स्टील सेक्टर की भी भूमिका कम नहीं है। हमें गर्व है कि आज भारत दुनिया का दूसरा सबसे बड़ा स्टील उत्पादक बन चुका है। हमने नेशनल स्टील पॉलिसी के तहत 2030 तक 300 मिलियन टन स्टील उत्पादन का लक्ष्य तय किया है। आज हमारी प्रति व्यक्ति स्टील की खपत लगभग 98 किलोग्राम है और ये भी बढ़कर 2030 तक 160 किलोग्राम हो जाने की संभावना है।
The Indian Navy's latest indigenous guided missile destroyer INS Surat has successfully carried out a precision cooperative engagement against a sea skimming target. Sharing a video in a social media post today, the Navy stated that this achievement marks another milestone in strengthening the country's defense capabilities. The Supreme Court today said that it would begin the final hearing on the 6th and 7th of the next month on the appeals filed by the Gujarat government and several other convicts in the 2002 Godhra train burning case. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and Rajesh Bindal will hear appeals filed by the Gujarat government and several convicts. In February 2002, 59 people, mostly car sevaks, died when the Sabarmati Express was set on fire near Godhra in Gujarat. China today dismissed reports of ongoing tariff negotiations with the United States, stating there is no factual basis for claims of progress in the trade dispute. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun told reporters that no talks are currently underway and no agreement is in sight. Guo emphasized the tariff war was initiated by the U.S., and while China remains open to dialogue, any discussions must be based on equality, respect and mutual benefit. 9 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a police station in Jabalia market area in northern Gaza today. Officials said several other people were also wounded when missiles hit the market area of Jabalia town. At least 17 other people were reportedly killed elsewhere in Gaza. Domestic equity indices ended over 0.3% down, snapping their 7-day winning streak in today's range-bound trading session amid weakness in realty and FMCG sectors. And in sports, in IPL T20 cricket, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 197 for 4 in 19 overs against Rajasthan Royals at N. Chimmasamy Stadium in Bengaluru a short while ago. Virat Kohli and Devidutt Padikkal scored half a century. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government convenes all-party meeting in New Delhi in view of Pahalgam terror attack. Leaders across party lines endorse actions taken by Centre against Pakistan and assures full support in fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says country's spirit will never be broken by terrorism, vows to pursue terrorists to the end of earth. MEA briefs envoys of select nations, including Germany, Japan, UK and Russia, on Pahalgam terror attack. BSF scales down beating retreat ceremony at Atari border. No gate opening and shake hands to be done. And in IPL cricket, match between hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Rajasthan Royals underway at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.